Leftists rage at actress Michelle Randolph after her Landman character rejects woke pronouns. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 16, 2026. Leftists are raging at actress Michelle Randolph after her Landman character rejected woke pronoun gibberish in multiple scenes of the recent episode of the Paramount Plus show. A scene from the latest episode of Taylor Sheridan's hit Landman series has gone viral, sending leftists into a frenzy after Randolph's character, Ainsley Norris, is heard sharing her views on the usage of pronouns with her new college roommate. "So, what are your pronouns?" the roommate asks, to which Randolph's character replies, "My pronouns? Well, I would hope that's pretty clear. I use they/them," the roommate adds. Watch below. The remark then elicits a monologue from Ainsley, who responds, "I've always been curious, why they/them? Because there's just one of you, and those are plural pronouns. I just never really understood the hoopla of pronouns," Randolph's character continues. "My name's Ainsley, and I just can't really come up with a reason why you would address me in third person in a conversation that I'm a part of. So, if you do, I'm probably not there, so I wouldn't really know what pronouns you're using anyways," she adds. "So why would it matter?" In another clip from the episode, Randolph's Landman character explains her views during a conversation with a school counselor, asserting that using a plural pronoun for one person is just kind of incorrect. "Says who?" the counselor asks, to which Ainsley replies, "Well, the English language." Watch below. Ainsley, "I'm not going to argue the evolving nature of pronoun usage with you. They would prefer you use they/them, why is that an issue?" the counselor demands. Randolph's character goes on to argue, "It's not. But she's telling," before cutting herself off and then appearing to reluctantly correct herself, adding, "They're telling me what to call them. And they're telling me no music, and all the things that they need to feel comfortable with. They're not asking me what I need to feel comfortable," she continues. The campus counselor then urges Ainsley to tell her roommate what makes her feel comfortable, before ironically telling her she should start acting like the adult your driver's license says you are, before adding, "Or ignore my advice and act like you're 11. Actress Michelle Randolph is under attack by the left for her role in Paramount's Landman after her character spoke out against pronouns. Danielle D'Souza Gill, the wife of Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, wrote in a Tuesday X post, adding, "I stand with Michelle." Other social media users agreed, hailing the moment as a rare Hollywood jab at woke insanity. Paramount's Landman is going viral for having a pretty blonde actress politely school a liberal character on they/them pronouns. One ex-user reacted, before asking, "Is wokeism beginning to lose control of Hollywood? It's because the show is made by Taylor Sheridan and features Billy Bob Thornton and Sam Elliott," another ex-user replied. "The show has cowboy conservative in its blood. A couple episodes ago they trolled The View. Now they're trolling pronouns. Love it. Taylor Sheridan just out here trolling the trolls. Love it," a third said. "It was perfect," another ex-user declared. "It was one of the best episodes of the year. Landman is such a great show in general. This makes it 10x better," another echoed. Social media users who subscribe to woke culture, however, expressed their dismay over the episode. "Damn it. Do I have to stop watching this show?" one ex-user complained. On the discussion platform, Reddit, some viewers claimed Landman leaned too much into caricature, an ironic assertion, given that Hollywood is known for oftentimes leaning hard into caricature of its conservative characters. One Reddit user claimed Ainsley's roommate was just some sort of lib-bashing caricature that they dreamed up for no real reason, adding, "I went to art school and maybe some people exist who have some of those traits but no one who has all of them on steroids." Another concurred, referring to the Landman scene as pure rage bait, adding, "Good lord. The way Ainsley's roommate is portrayed is just ridiculous. It was the most extreme version they could come up with," a third agreed. "Bro, this is the same show that unironically tried to claim wind farms and solar panels are worse for the planet than digging for oil," one Reddit user said, adding, "Not surprising a conservative wrote this shit." The Reddit user was referring to a Landman scene from 2024, which went viral for explaining how wind turbines are a green energy hoax because they don't offset the carbon footprint required for their making, another moment that outraged leftist viewers. One X user asked the AI chatbot Grok for an update, inquiring, "Is Michelle Randolph being attacked?" Yes, Michelle Randolph has faced backlash for her role in Landman, where her character questions they/them pronouns. Grok responded, adding that the criticism stems from some viewing it as mocking non-binary identities. Meet the two women who enraged the left: Sydney Sweeney, guilty of wearing jeans; Michelle Randolph, guilty of acting, one X user proclaimed. "In reality, I think the left is simply jealous. I stand with Cindy and Michelle," the X user added. Notably, Randolph has recently started dating actor Glenn Powell. The two were spotted together at a Golden Globes after-party last weekend, alongside the actor's mother, Cindy Powell, Page Six reported. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.